Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Start today thanking.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
the family of the National Guard soldier who died,
I was born by God's dear grace,
doing one of the most noble things. He laid down his life for that of another. Several, actually. His name is Bishop Evans. National Guard soldier who had been missing since Friday. They found his body yesterday in the Rio Grande River. I want you to think for a moment that if Donald Trump had deployed the National Guard to a particular mission, say it was protecting the wall builders or something that were putting the wall up, doing exactly what the Border Patrol said they wanted, strategic wall at the border. Imagine Donald Trump said, okay, we got to get the National Guard down there, or states, you know, send the National Guard down there. But they're down there protecting a mission that Donald Trump had them doing. And then a Guard soldier was harmed as a result of that and ultimately died as a result of that. Do you not think every single news organization in this country, the fake news enterprise, would not be 24/7, this person died for Donald Trump? He caused that death? I'm pretty sure that would be like a layup for most of the media. And Friday, a Guard soldier serving the United States Armed Forces via the National Guard, died trying to save two individuals. He didn't know this at the time. They turned out to be drug runners who were about to drown.
Yeah.
And he went in. And by the way, rescuing anybody from a drowning is no easy deal. It's a coin flip. I mean, you very often they're wailing and you're, I mean, it's awful. It is awful. And you pretty much know going in, hey, I could die doing this. I could die doing this. In that awful river, you can't even believe how gross and dirty and the currents and, oh my gosh, I've been there. I've been on the banks of the Rio Grande half a dozen times and seen it firsthand with my eyes. I know exactly where he was. I know exactly what he did. He's a hero. His family sacrificed for this country. But he was there because of a problem created, designed and delivered by the Biden administration. Now, sorry to do this, Kevin, but I have to connect the dots to January 6th,
okay,
where there was a made for TV event to try and disrupt a process. Okay, we know this now because a federal judge has exonerated one of the suspects in the January 6th insurrection, if you listen to...
one of the trespassers?
Yeah. Well, but yeah. But you're not trespassing when the police let you in.
Right, right.
And the law enforcement had horrible... I don't blame the Capitol Police. I don't at all. Because they had horrible marching orders from Pelosi on down. And that was to let them in. We're not equipped to stop anybody, so just let them in. Well, then you can't call them insurrectionists. Because you literally let them in and people are going, oh, they're just letting us in. And by the way, you should be able to go into the Capitol. Now, not to do any harm, and there were total idiots that deserved to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. That moron rappelling down there and, you know, people that are stealing things from Pelosi's office and everything else. But people that just went in and thought, oh, I'm just here. They were useful.
Which was the majority of people that went in.
Vast majority. But in that, in the process, there was a Capitol police officer, one that was injured falling off a scaffolding, and another who had a heart condition. Yep. And it was a stressful deal. And he died. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer turned that guy into a victim and a hero for what he was doing to stand up against Donald Trump's insurrection. Remember, they laid his body in state in the Capitol Rotunda. And use that funeral and use that soldier and his family as a political talking point. Meanwhile, we have a Texas National Guard soldier who's given his life, the ultimate sacrifice, laid down his life for another, the ultimate sacrifice. That's what he took an oath to do, and he's there for one reason: incompetence, complete and total incompetence at the border. And listen to the disdain in Jen Psaki's voice. What is she still doing as the spokesperson for the White House and the president? She's an MSNBC employee. She signed a contract. We know this. She's going to MSNBC. She's still there dripping out her garbage. She cried last week because of the awful Florida, you know, common sense legislation that said parents get to decide and K through 3 off limits. Can't do this. Can't do this. She's crying. This is horrible. And meanwhile, listen to all the warmth in her voice about him. Why don't you say it?
The National Guard personnel, including him, risk their lives every day to serve and protect others.
Stop a second. Him? The best you can do is him? Let me say his name, Specialist Bishop Evans. You can do better than him.
Pathetic.
And do you remember how they mocked thoughts and prayers in the Trump administration related to anybody that succumbed to the China virus? That was all Donald Trump's fault. And if they would say thoughts and prayers for those people, it would be like, saying your thoughts and prayers. Well, she couldn't even quite add prayers. Go ahead and roll the rest of it. Listen to how she says
the National Guard personnel, including him, risk their lives every day to serve and protect others. And again, our hearts go out to his family.
Oh, it sounds so sincere, doesn't it?
Yeah, how about
the National Guard work for the states, and so he is an employee of the Texas National Guard, and his efforts and his operation were directed by there, not by the federal government.
Oh, it's not us.
In this effort.
No, it's not us.
No,
wasn't us.
It was the state of Texas, certainly.
stupid governor sending people there to actually stop the invasion that we caused.
Yep, not our fault.
Folks, when you hear that...
Ugh.
Are you outraged?
I threw up a little in my mouth, I'm pretty sure.
Are you outraged? Because that sickens me to my core. And you know what? This shouldn't be political. A National Guard soldier died. I don't know if the guy's Republican, Democrat, anything else. He put there, he followed orders, he's there fixing a mess of their causing, and the media silent. Yeah, they report on it, but compare that to the police officer. By the way, there are two individuals that put themselves in harm's way. You know, one happened to have a heart attack. That can happen. I mean, I'm sure it was a stressful situation with everything up there. I'm not discounting what he had to do, but it wasn't as though he was, you know, the victim at the hands of some quote-unquote insurrectionist. He had a heart attack. And his death was politically used. And they feign all this, horrible, it's so terrible. And then the same people are silent about a guard soldier who, you know, this guy, a combat veteran. I mean, search a little bit about his story. Phenomenal. I mean, I would think 60 Minutes, Good Morning America, you know, this is a story. Look at this guy. Celebrate this guy. No, Jen Psaki, the best she can do is him. Yeah, him, and by the way, it wasn't us, it was that, goofy guard.
Was them.
They're
was
them. Them. Yeah, him and them.
Him and them.
Anyway, that's what's on my mind today. I want to know what's on yours. 800-228-0550. Here's what we're going to do today on the program. Mike Lindell is going to check back in. Many of you have been asking. Hey, Mike was on last week. He said Friday there was a big lawsuit happening in Arizona. Has it happened? It has. The defendants and the plaintiffs were rather interesting. He told us that they would be. And it also is going to prove an opportunity for the Attorney General of Arizona to take his tough talk and back it up related to election integrity. It also has a really interesting feature in this thing, Kev. It has a remedy on how to do safe and secure elections related to some really high-tech paper. So Mike is going to walk us through all of that coming up at the bottom of the hour. You asked to have him back. We'll have him back. We're going to talk a little bit about Twitter today on the program. And I happen to think Elon Musk buying Twitter is a wonderful thing. I've said before, you know, I'm a little concerned about the obsession over Donald Trump because, I mean, the media, the fake news corrupt media, have made an enterprise out of using every Donald Trump tweet to then go to every Republican. They ignore all kinds of news. They ignore news everywhere, and they obsess over his Twitter account. But he said he's not going back on. But is this a good thing? Could this mean a wave of reform? I think yes. We have a guest that's a bit concerned from Americans for Prosperity coming up on the program. That and more. Stay tuned. Straight ahead.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's your thoughts about him? You know, that Texas National Guard guy that, you know, the federal government didn't send there. Some state did. Yeah, him.
That guy. The guy with the thing that's in the river with the other guy. Unbelievable.
There is a sickness. There is a sickness, a really creepy, awful. This isn't just political differences. There is just total disdain for anybody that would think it's a good idea to stop this invasion. It is. So much so, they can't even speak in a sympathetic manner about a Texas National Guard soldier that gave his life trying to save other people. Does this not awaken you from your slumber, people? Tell me. It's 701-258-0550. Text us. 701-237-1590 today in the program. Texter says, agreed, Scott. But none of those people should be made into political prisoners over that thing. I think you're talking about January 6th. And I would agree. I think I've said it millions of times. Sadly, in every state in the country, there are games that are played with due process. The system is broken. It is broken. And no more has that been evident than January 6th. Maybe at some point there'll be heroes to provide some reform. Because, you know, the one thing we have, thanks to Donald Trump, and you cannot overstate this, is the amount of actual judicial purists that have been put on the courts by Donald Trump. And the firewall against the insanity of people like Jen Psaki and Joe Biden and everything else is the courts. And we're winning in the courts. You saw that a group of states went to a Louisiana judge and said, excuse me, they want to lift the pandemic era restrictions on border flow. They want to lift it. And a judge said, no. We'll be having a hearing about that. We'll be having a hearing about that. Thank you very much. Texter says, awesome to see all the trailers with power poles coming through Dickinson, heading north on Highway 85, praying everyone gets electricity soon. Southwest North Dakota listener, boy, are we ever. Boy, are we ever praying about that. And we're going to chat actually later this hour with somebody from Montreal Williams Power to get an update on that very situation. Not forgotten that, and will not leave you stranded there. And by the way, if we can help in any regard, that's what we're here for. Call us 701-258-0550, okay? 701-258-0550. Quick update, by the way. We had a call from Ashley yesterday asking, hey, how does this work? Because where I see the price of cabs and where the federal government has it in this indemnity program, there's a disconnect, and they're pricing them way lower than market. And so we got some help yesterday from Senator Kramer and Senator Hoeven's office. Both responded rather quickly and are working. Evidently, it's all set by the FSA. So we are going to get an interview with the North Dakota FSA director on that in the coming days. Also wanted you to know that we had Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford on last week, as you may recall. And there was a question about the border crossings. He wanted us to know that Governor Burgum today is taking that concern directly to the CBP Commissioner, Chris Magnus, former Police Chief of Fargo, as well as the Homeland Security Secretary, and sounding the alarm that the 10 U.S. ports of entry into North Dakota where hours were reduced, 9 of the reductions range from 4 to 6 hours, and you're not fixing it. Fix it. Restore the pre-pandemic hours at border crossing. So it helps when you call. It does. Stacy in Strasburg, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Yeah, you know, it is revolting what they're saying about the National Guard troop in Texas, but it should not be surprising. I mean, New York and California. California actually already passed a law allowing abortion up to 28 days after birth. So these people have zero respect for life. They only care about advancing their agenda.
Sadly, I can't argue with one thing you're saying there. I just hope people are awake to it, Stacey. You know, that's the place we find ourselves in. How do you react to that? What do you do about that?
That's a good question. But, you know, that's why, to me, it's a fundamental issue. Because if you're okay with killing the most innocent thing on the planet, an unborn or newborn baby, then what aren't you okay with? I mean, none of this should be a surprise.
Oh,
once society gets to that level.
You know what's bizarre to me? There are more people in the federal government that are worried about some moth. You know, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will whack a farmer like there's no tomorrow with fines over some stupid moth. I'm not kidding you. A moth and all kinds of other bizarre things. More people worried about that than are worried about innocent children. And by the way, now, complacent at the border, allowing human trafficking. Think about that, allowing drugs to pour over into this country.
It's evil, in my opinion. And that's the fight we're in.
Let's call it what it is. It is evil. Well said, Stacy. Appreciate that. John's on the road. What's on your mind, John?
Well, what happened to that National Guard soldier and the way they, Jen Psaki and the administration treat him? I mean, it's just, you know, like as casual as you'd flip your hand in the air. We don't care about these people because they can't do anything for us. So, but it's not surprising because that's the way they are. But over the last year, I've been listening to you when you talk about the border and you talk about the incompetence of the Biden administration, what's going on down there and why don't they come down and take a look. They don't need to come down and take a look if everything's going just the way they want it to.
100% agree with you.
Competence. It's just exactly what they want to happen. They all said it when they were in those primaries that they were going to do that. So this isn't incompetence or anything else. This is them trying to change this country.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, it's incompetence in the fact that they think this is a good thing for the country. But you're absolutely right. It's intentional. And they're not going because they know what's happening, and it's good. I mean, as soon as they go, it brings attention to the horrible situation. So, you know, that's why I think Republican members of Congress have to be there nonstop. You know, Kevin McCarthy was there yesterday, the Republican leader in the House. Good for him. You know, Mitch McConnell ought to get down there. You know, Senate leadership. Every presidential candidate should get down there. Every governor should get down there. Every member of the media should get down there. Tell this story. And by the way, what's happened as a result of it? The Biden support in this country is in free fall. The Democrats are in the worst political position anybody in modern polling can remember. So this is what we need to – we got to keep all of this front and center, John.
That's true, but there's one thing to think about here. We sent a message in 1994. We sent another message in 2010 and 2014, and the ultimate message in 2016.
Now, I know where you're going with this, and we'll let you finish on the other side of the break. Don't go away. More coming up.
It's a dangerous world. The Ukraine war. China threatening Taiwan. North Korea firing missiles. Iran is close to a nuclear bomb. Now Grant Stinchfield is asking if Joe Biden is putting America in real danger. All this week, watch Stinchfield's special on Newsmax, Dangerous Joe. It looks at how Joe Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield speaks to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. And Stinchfield looks at the Trump factor in all of this. Watch Dangerous Joe on Stinchfield, 7 p.m. Central tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch it all the time. I do, too. Get Newsmax on major cable and streaming platforms, or download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android to watch now. I made the switch to Newsmax. So check out Stinchfield tonight and make the switch, too.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The suspect caught on video taking a baby from his San Jose apartment kidnapped the infant while his grandmother was unloading groceries on Monday. Sergeant Christian Camarillo of the San Jose Police Department.
She took the baby in the apartment, went downstairs to unload some groceries. In that short amount of time, someone entered the apartment.
3-month-old Brandon Cuellar was wearing a white long sleeve onesie with dinosaurs on it. Russia has said that the threat of nuclear war is very significant, with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov saying the risk should not be underestimated. Britain's Armed Forces Minister James Heapy has downplayed the Russian threat, calling it bravado. The family of a Missouri teenager who died last month after he slid off an amusement ride in Orlando, Florida, filed a wrongful death lawsuit Monday. The young man was described as an honor roll student with a bright future. USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by MyPillow and the founder, Mike Lindell, joining us in a second here. John, go ahead and finish your thought before the break. You were saying, okay, yes, there's going to be change, but I'm anticipating what you're going to say is what are they going to do with it?
Well, and that's what, yeah, I mean, like I said, every time we've sent a message, we've moved farther left. So we sent a message this time, and let's say we wipe them out, you know, the Democrats. The Republicans are still going to have to do something to move this country back the other way. You can't just say, okay, we stop that now, and then go from there and leave everything the way it was, because it's so far to the left that if you don't start moving the country back, they'll get back in power someday. They're close to their ultimate goal, the Democrats, and they don't care if they lose a whole bunch of seats, because they're going to do everything they can in these next 4 years to get to the point where the elections aren't going to mean anything anymore.
Two answers to that, in my opinion. One, that's why we got to ask, what are you going to do with it? Second of all, it's why we need to use the courts right now. Use the courts right now to point out just how egregious this stuff is, and many of them have Donald Trump judges on them. Phil and Bismarck, you're next to go, but first my guest Mike Lindell is here, who also appreciates the fact that we have judges now, Trump-appointed judges, willing to take a fair look at things like whether or not the election had anything even close to integrity in 2022. Mike, welcome back. How are you?
Well, thanks, Scott, for having me on. Hey, I want to quick chime in about the judges, everybody. The judges last year, how would you like to have been the first one? I mean, I went through all this. My family's being attacked and threatened, and the judges were scared. And they, Donald Trump appointed, 400 and some judges, including 3 Supreme Court judges. Those judges, none of them looked at the evidence. None of them. One in Antrim County, Michigan, and they pushed the can down the road, and that was it. Now, this year's different, and you can see it happening, Scott. All them judges out there, look at the brave one down in Florida that just did the thing to get rid of the airplane mask and the mask mandates. We're starting to see it across the country where these judges now, courage brings courage, and they're not going to kick the cans down the road. We've started these preliminary injunctions, and it's going to get rid of the machines, and we're going to have a great future.
So, and by the way, lest you think Mike's, falsely, or incorrectly worried about judges and how they feel, look at John Roberts. He said as much. I didn't dare do the Obamacare thing because, it would have just been terrible for the court, and we'd have had all this, angst in the country. So they've said it themselves. You're exactly right. Arizona, last time we were on, you said, Scott, Arizona's coming. Can't tell you everything, but you're going to be amazed at the plaintiff and the defendants in this. Friday, this was filed, right? Tell us what it is and who's on each side of this.
Yeah, this was filed on Friday, and very exciting. I got to announce at the rally on Saturday. The president brought it up on Saturday, our real president, and at the rally. But the plaintiffs are Carrie Lake. She's running for governor of Arizona. And the other plaintiff is Mark Fincham. He's running for Secretary of State of Arizona. Well, the defendant is Katie Hobbs, which is the current Secretary of State of Arizona, and she's also running for governor of Arizona. So it becomes quite a web there. It just happens to be. It just turned out this way. But we also sued the Maricopa supervisors and the Pima County supervisors. They deserve to get thrown into the basket because of what they, I believe, the obstruction and the for some reason they just think these machines are the best thing since sliced bread. Well, the relief in this, the preliminary injunction, that was the complaint. The experts now all put in their stuff. It'll be like early next week. That's the second part that drops on that gets filed, and of this preliminary complaint, and they.
And what does it seek? What is the injunction?
What does it seek? It will get rid of all machines in Arizona. Every single voting machine, doesn't matter what brand they are, they'll be long gone. The next state we're doing is South Dakota, right behind it. Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Those are just in Colorado. Those are
still got to get you in North Dakota. So,
well, we're doing North Dakota too, 100%. Not
put
even,
it on the list. Yeah,
no hesitation there.
So, and I think the thing that is most exciting to me about this is not only does it say, okay, this doesn't work, and here's why. Here's evidence that you have from Colorado, which is new. Yeah. It also says here's the way to do it. Right? You've got a remedy for them
Right, and we posted that on Frank's Speech last night, frankspeech.com. Everybody get the app at Frank's Speech at the App Store. Get on there. All the evidence is there, by the way, too. It's been there for months now. And you go, we post it. It's in the actual complaint, the replacement system. I went through it on my show last night on Lindell TV. This is the most secure paper ever invented in history, ever produced. And, yes, there's enough paper. We checked with the company, not just that company. That's another false narrative they're putting out that there's not going to be enough paper. We need to use machines. Well, France just did their full audit. That's where we got a lot of information from when we developed this new system. It's not just secure paper. There's cameras involved, too. And remember, France in 24 hours did a complete audit and a runoff, a complete election and a runoff with paper. And they it's always been secure there, and they have like one third of our population. We've done time studies. It's very simple. You hire a few more people in each precinct or county. And the questions I get, Scott, is can we pull this off before the 2022 election? Yes, we have to, or we lose our country. This isn't about, I was just in Ohio. They were shocked to learn in Ohio. All these politicians are, didn't happen in our state. Boy, we got the best election system here. I get so tired of hearing that. It's just disgusting. In the state of Ohio, Donald Trump won by almost a million votes. Instead, the big lie says he only won by 500,000. 500,000 votes were stolen in the state of Ohio. Just like in the state of South Dakota, we just got done canvassing and got all our data there, and they had 48,000 votes stolen in South Dakota. It's about 10%, I believe, that they went from Trump to Biden.
And, of course, in both places they didn't need to steal, but it's how you go about, setting the hook,
it's
right?
And they did that. Right. The reason they did that, our great president Donald Trump said it, and him and I talked in depth the other day for a couple hours, or not a couple hours, but for about a half hour. And we were talking about, he said, like in the state of Texas, the propaganda that goes into this before the election, Texas could turn blue, Texas could turn blue. Well, that way, if they were able to steal it, they weren't, because of the great Attorney General Ken Paxton fought for those things that were against the Constitution, and he won all 12 of those cases. Well, they stopped 2 million ballots. They found fake ballots from going in, and they stopped them from doing mail-in votes and all this other thing. Well, in the state of Texas, Donald Trump really won there was 1 million votes stolen in the state of Texas. He won by almost 1.8 million votes. Texas is red as all get out.
And your accusations in each of those states have been proven out as a black and white example from the forensics now in Colorado, correct?
100%.
And those 100%. Were and that was not just 2020. That was also some local elections more recently in Colorado. Why would they care about that election?
2021. Right, that was a 2021 election. They're doing it now, all kinds. They did it in the. They just did it in the Texas primary, Scott. We've got investigators down there investigating that primary that they just had in March. They don't care, you guys. They're going for everything. They don't care. The reason that they did it in every state, everybody, I'll give you a good example, and I've said this before. If I told you, Scott, that Donald Trump won the state of North Dakota, 400,000 to Biden's 20 votes, you say, there's a little computer error here. There's a problem. Or if it was reversed. So you have to dilute the whole country so there's no deviations. And then you got to put the propaganda out where you're going to do new things like the polls. Wisconsin, Donald Trump is 18 points down. No, Donald Trump won Wisconsin in a landslide. They convinced your brain before they took the state.
And again, you've been saying this for some time. You've got now actual data going into a court action. Why am I not reading about this in the New York Times and the Washington Post?
Well,
it's
disgusting. You're actually, all the evidence that came out, we actually have what's inside the machines is what Scott's talking about. You can go right to Frank Speech and hit the button, Dominion Exposed. This is actually has 1.8 million downloads where cyber guys will look at it and go, yep, there's the algorithm. There's what happened across our country. It's all there. Mike Lindell's been vindicated, and so has everybody else that spoke out. But you're right. Who are we fighting? We're fighting the conservative media, not just the media you just named. The only ones out there that are putting anything out are the attack ones, your Yahoos and your insiders.
Jimmy Kimmel's even reporting it.
Calling me now, Mike. Pretty big outlet call me. That's interesting.
Yeah.
How about Jimmy Kimmel? It's a shame when you have Fox News and you have Newsmax and Salem Media and all these conservative media outlets where one of them's complete. They're just a traitor outlet. That's Fox. Okay. I believe they're just traitors. Hey, and then you have another one that's scared. Yep.
I just a quick, it's Kev here. I'm sure you saw that Ron DeSantis signed the bill to create a police force dedicated to election fraud and voter fraud in Florida. You think that that's the
first? Gotta watch.
There'll be more after that.
Gotta watch, right? We gotta keep an eye on all this.
Well, if you can't keep an eye, let me just tell you something. We did an example. We put a thing in the room. We put a credit card on the table and said, everybody keep an eye on it, keep an eye on it, keep an eye on it. And then all of a sudden in cyberspace, there's no money in it. So you can keep an eye on it all you want once the machines are gone. I can't stress that enough. You can't keep an eye on machines or computers. You can't, unless you're in there watching the night of the elections like our government should have been, and I believe they were, where like these other guys grabbed all the data. We need to get rid of the machines. And then stuff that DeSantis and everybody's doing, that's a parallel track. We definitely need that too. But you also need another factor is all these states that did illegal things. Like, you know, Michigan mailing out 7 million ballots illegally. These things need to change. Those laws need to, they can't be put into law. We can't repeat what happened in 2020.
Can you hang around for a couple more minutes, Mike?
Sure.
We're going to tell you about a very special deal just for our listeners, ladies and gentlemen. Buy one, get one deals coming from Mike in a minute, and we'll talk more about his ongoing effort, Tireless Individual. PetroServe USA brings you What's on Your Mind today. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience being served up. Lowest price fuel round two. Tell them Scott sent you. PetroServe USA.
An American classical education for pre-K through grade 12 has arrived in North Dakota. Capstone Classical Academy in Fargo will start classes for pre-kindergarten through sixth grade in the fall. fall of 2022, followed by adding at least one additional grade each year. Students who enroll in 2022 will be able to graduate from Capstone. This is not a new way to educate, but a return to what works. Capstone Classical Academy is a Hillsdale College member school. To find out more, go to capstoneclassical.com.
PetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or a cappuccino, or a fountain pop, any size, 49 cents. PetroServe USA, big bag of the Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99, salted nut rolls, 3 for $2, liquid ice energy drink, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50, and a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you. Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Table Stew. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better. But there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables Stew, West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Reveille, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim from ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you by the Indoor Air Quality Experts. It's H.A. Thompson and Sons. Indoor air quality is a very important way for us to manage going forward, not only in the COVID era, but look, there's always viruses in the air. There's always harmful elements in the air, and there are a lot of filtering systems, big commercial systems that are working now in schools and hospitals, long-term care facilities, and guess what? The same are available for your home or your business. Find out more from the experts on IEQ, HATandSons.com. Michael Lindell is here. By the way, listener just said, Scott, thank you for continuing to have Mike on and reporting the truth. Everybody needs to continue to hear what actually happened during the last election and never forget it so it doesn't happen again. So we do appreciate the fact that we've been able to keep our listeners informed. And look, this is America. This is, you know, Elon Musk has had to spend, you know, all the money he's spending, billions, so he can, you know, actually have the novel concept of free speech be able to happen. Are you going to go back on Twitter, or are you going to do like Trump and say, to heck with it?
myself, I'm not going back on Twitter, but I will. I do think it's a good thing because, like, my Frank Social just came out. By the way, everybody, franksocial.com. The app comes out Wednesday or Thursday. You can get your accounts now. This has been in the works for 9 months, and it was just last week. But I believe, like, True Social, Frank Social, Gab,
Getter,
yeah. and then Rumble, and now with Twitter. This is how we're all going to communicate. And I just think that the people that are left over at Facebook and Twitter, all I do is just try and pull them over to these new platforms, to Frank Speech and Frank Social. And we are getting the word out. And in Telegram, that's another one. I mean, you're getting the word out, and to not have a muzzle over there, it would be kind of like, I would like to see someone buy up either Fox News or Newsmax or Salem Media. Can you imagine that? And he can start talking again. I mean, this is where we're at.
I'm rooting for you to buy out Mark Zuckerberg, for crying out loud. I mean,
I think he's going down anyway. I think he's going to be in prison with Jack Dorsey. He did a lot of illegal things in the election. You guys, and by the way, what you said, Scott, you know, make sure this never happens again in 2020. You guys, I want everyone to know out there, there's another track to still get this thing decertified. Like the president said, you know, we can't, this country will be destroyed if we got to wait to get him back in until 2024. We're still working very hard. There's three states that could decertify tomorrow, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And we have other people working on that every single day. Talking to these I call them traitors, all these Republicans that don't do anything. By them sitting back and not doing anything, Scott, they are traitors. I've told them that. In this, where the space we're in now, everybody, you're either a traitor or a hero. There's nothing in between. You can't be in the middle. You can't sit there and hang out the Democrats are going to, the Republicans are going to take it back now, and 4 years from now we're going to switch back. It's like this big teeter-totter. No, there's no teeter-totter. We now know where the corrupt Republicans are, and we now know what craziness over here with whatever's in power right now with the Democrats. I mean, it's just a runaway train there.
I'm watching you yesterday with Steve Bannon, and I see you pull out some beautiful MyPillow towels and say, hey, tell you what. Let's do buy one, get one. So I said, hey, what about us? Let's show the power of the audience. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So you guys, I'll tell you, because I am going to be going state by state. I need the support. I've put in all my own money, but you guys have been absolutely great. Supporting MyPillow and Scott, your program, your listeners have just been awesome. And you guys, so what we're going to do it for you guys too. It's the buy one, get one free on the sheets, the towels, the pillows, the Giza Dream pillows, I believe, or it could be the premiums. I can't remember which ones are up there. The go anywhere pillows. It's a buy one, get one free extravaganza. And also, so when you go to that radio listener square, click on that. But we added a lot of other products on there too that from the My Store, which we're getting ready to launch. So you can use promo code Scott and use it across the board and get the best savings in history.
All right, buy one, get one, folks. Today's the day to do it. Radio Listener Square at MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, FrankSpeech.com. Remember to sign up for Frank Social as well. Use the promo code SCOTT, okay? Or if you prefer to call 800-506-9028. Last question, Mike, before we let you go. Jimmy Kimmel is reporting this. He's obviously trying to mock it and everything else, but he's putting more information out there than Fox News is right now on this. That's unbelievable to me.
You guys got to go get the Frank Speech app and go on to frankspeech.com and watch the rerun from last night on my show on Lindell TV. Jimmy Kimmel on Thursday night, he went on and he put up me, which I was talking about Jimmy, and I said, I have the Frank Speech website up. I have the evidence there, the button. And I said, Jimmy, I said, I will pay you. You can be a hero. I will pay your cyber guy to investigate this. And look at it. I said, and just report it. We don't have Fox. We don't have anybody else. If you want to attack, but at least report this and have me back on your show and say, hey, Mike, you were right. Well, Jimmy got on there and he did a, He did a little stand-up mocking thing where he had a cyber guy said it would cost $3 million. Well, then I did a little skit last night. We made $3 million worth of sucker bucks. You guys got to see it. It's hilarious. Right? So we put a little humor. It's got Mark Zuckerberg right on the front page of the money. So it's you got to watch it. But then we got all serious, and I showed the replacement system and the evidence. It's a great show, so everybody can tune in for that.
All right, that's beautiful. Mike, God bless you. Keep fighting, my friend. Thanks for being a warrior for the truth on all of this. We appreciate it, and we're looking forward to Arizona, South Dakota, all these cases coming forward. God bless you, sir.
Yep, thank you. God bless you.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There is something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.